The following may not be true. Any and all illegal activities should be assumed to be the fabrications of trained improvisers and taken as entertainment. Any offensive views or opinions discussed are likely the result of an inability to process context and intention over predisposition, and are not endorsed by any current or potential sponsors. In these cases, it should be assumed that the offensive material is likely the result of an emotional masochism within the observer. We assure offended parties it is not necessary to contact us in thanks. It is our pleasure to fulfill your want and need. Should the offended still feel the need to contact us, please do so at unopenedemail@yahoo.com. Thank you, and enjoy. Life.
With guitar!
Holy shnikes, guys. 887. BC. Coming at ya.
Number one. You have the right to free speech.
Remember that one today, guys. This one's not for the frail of spirit.
You're not dumb enough to
today, 887 BC. Trevor's Ambush Cream Pie. That's right, baby. He's on a tear. He's on the hunt. He's trying to trigger y'all. And if you are, please let him know. That's what he wants. You know what I mean? He'd love it if you'd add your fire to his. You know what I mean? Today on the show, after a golf, you know what? Fuck it. Too soon. I'll introduce him right before the segment. I better, on the subject of golf, introduce today's unofficial sponsor. Today's unofficial sponsor is Golf Kicks. You see, today on the course, the best dressed was the Skywalker. Probably tied for last best player. Maybe with myself, I would say. But easily better dressed than I was. I'm talking red driver, red glove, red shoes. Red short, I think shorts. Point being is this. He converted his shoes, guys. I didn't know this was possible, but today's sponsor is Golf Kicks. Golf Kicks, spelled exactly how you would think it is a company that will sell you regular old golf spikes that screw into your shoes. Just any pair of shoes. I don't know how they figured out the right depth. I mean, I assume there's some shoes with too thin a sole, you know? And if your shoes ain't got sole, don't screw them. But if they do, kick it, baby. These golf kicks, just a little glue, a little screw, and now your shoe do what golf do. You know what I mean? There's a pack of 20, $33. That's only $1.65 per spike. Do you call them spike? They're like little flowers. I don't know if you've ever seen a golf cleat. Either way, today's unofficial sponsor, who would, I'm sure, be upset to find it. Well, I don't know. They got a golf course at Mar-a-Lago, right? Today's unaffiliated sponsor is Golf Kicks. And let's get into today's episode with the Trevor Austin, Skywalker, and Drew Shibetta. After the golf cart fiasco, is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
That was electrifying, dude.
Dude, that was probably my best golf cart experience.
So describe to me what the events of that, because I wasn't so watching.
As you know, it had rained this morning.
It did.
So the grass is slippery. We all know that, right? So me and Trevor were side hilling, as they call it in snowmobiling, you know, when you're like running across the grade, and I'm leaning out of the cart on the one side. And then he's like, dude, my ball's not even up here. Why are we up here? And I was like, what? I thought your ball was up here. You know? So then I cut down the hill, and we can, you know how they lock up, and you can go a little bit, and it slides a little bit. And I was like, okay. So I'm letting off the brake to let her roll a little bit. You know what I mean? And then I forget this about electric motors. Electric motors, if you don't feed them, they put up resistance. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So then, like, I'm trying to just, like, let it roll a little bit. Because that's how you get back traction. You let it roll. Didn't work as much.
It was so sweet, dude.
Those wheels locked up, dude. He went into a spin.
That fucker went sideways. The ass end kicked out right. And I was like, okay. So I'm steering into it real hard. And I was like, it's not coming back. It's not coming back at all.
No. It was the most violent 3 mile per hour wreck I've ever seen.
I rolled out the driver's side, and I was like, I'm like right next to this thing, and it's traveling in reverse. The little alarm's going.
He's laying on his back.
I'm trying to hit the brake pedal with my foot while I'm laying on my back on the grass. You know what I mean? As it's the slowest fucking wreck ever.
It was so great. Watching. I'm like, when's he gonna bail? He's gonna bail. I watched that thing in such slow motion.
It did a
so
full 360 eventually. It lost me at 180.
You did it,
and then
you bailed and then got back in.
No,
didn't bail, dude.
Well, he was bucked off.
It was like those bull riders we were watching earlier, dude. I was on that thing for a good 5 to 6 seconds before it fucking sent me. The rodeo clowns couldn't handle it, so I jumped on top of the horse again. You know what I mean?
And hat like... comes off, beer still in hand. That was so good, dude.
Dude, it was right. It was also as the fun police at the golf course had already given us like the
don't
like,
ride on the grass; it's wet. Yeah. You got up and looked all around like shit. Did I get caught doing that?
I was just fantastic. So glad that it didn't roll. Because you know how it is. Like, because, I mean, it's on a hill and it's spinning around in circles. So I'm like, it's going to roll and I'm going to be in trouble. If it rolls and it bends the little canopy dealy, then I'm going to be in big trouble. So
somehow they're actually like, fucking, they hold their weight to the ground somehow.
Yeah, they're electric.
So many people have fucking died in them. I don't know.
They got that. Yeah. They got that big ass battery underneath
the seat.
That was
pretty dark, Drew. So many people. We lost a lot of good men out there.
A lot of people don't realize more people die golfing than fishing, which is actually, you wouldn't think it because you can't drown on a golf course. But.
Bro, I almost got paralyzed in one time, dude. It fell right on my head. I was scary as shit.
I mean, there was no way I wasn't getting on. I wasn't driving the cart. Like, I wasn't letting Sky drive that cart.
Oh, yeah. Trevor, he's afraid of him, so he always lets me drive. And I don't know why. I feel like he's my bitch, you know? Like he's my lady.
Yeah, dude. Well, I'm the one who was standing not on the ground there getting bucked from the car.
Sky can't handle himself. He's just fucking playing video games right now.
Yeah, dude. Really? I'm dialed in, dude.
You've only got 27 minutes before this game's over, so...
well,
good. I mean, play
Turn
through it.
Off.
You're good,
Turn
dude.
It off.
You're good.
Well, you know what? We'll just play it out. You know what? We don't have to start this podcast.
What was your favorite video game? What was your favorite video game of all time?
I don't know.
That's tough.
My all-time favorite would have to be... look at it. See?
See? Huh.
There you go. And you got us killed. Great going.
Oh, Lord. All right. Fine. I'll turn it off.
Power. All-time favorite. It was for Nintendo 64. For it was called Gods of War.
I've heard that one. God, yeah, not gods.
And the fatalities in
they
that
were monotheistic.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
They were so good.
Okay.
And you played as like these little Greek characters and lizards and shit, and it was fun. It was
RC
another fighting game.
Nintendo game.
Oh boy.
I don't know whether to go back to like
Video
Nintendo.
Games frequently mentioned on the web
RC
include
Pro-Am.
RC Pro-Am, Super RC Pro-Am.
You guys know.
For NES? Uh-huh.
Yeah, no, it was like regular Nintendo and NES, I think, but mostly regular Nintendo. Yeah, I wouldn't say it was my favorite, but it was one of my most memorable, dude.
Yeah.
It was like
I could go Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, like that addictive.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I think the best video game ever made was the original Resident Evil for PlayStation 1.
That with Gran Turismo.
Yeah, that was solid.
Gran Turismo 2 for PlayStation 1 was the shit.
Road Rash for Sega.
Road Rash when you're on motorcycles, whipping fuckers
whipping
with
people.
Chains
yeah,
and
that
stuff.
Game was unreal good.
San Francisco Rush, dude.
What is that?
Is that a band?
That's a Rush. Good one.
Is that like an arcade game?
Yes.
It's arcade game, but you know, I don't know. I think it was on Sega.
It was on, yeah, because they had one for Sega Dreamcast. Do you remember that?
And like, it was the first game where cars were just
is that
like,
the one where you like,
hills,
yeah,
and,
like
it was
you double tap the gas. And you do a wheelie.
You double smack the gas pedal.
Yeah. I remember that one from the arcades.
And that's why I just play Grand Theft Auto 5 and just drive around this.
Okay, so you could say Grand Theft Auto 3 because that's what changed everything in the Grand Theft Auto world. Like, I mean, that when that came out, all the Grand Theft Autos are awesome and there's been better ones since. But when 3 came out, like, that changed shit.
Yeah. Which one was that? Was that the one with the dodo with the wings that were clipped?
Yeah. And you could finally rape and kill prostitutes?
No.
Which I had been waiting for.
Yeah.
For how many consoles?
I mean, it was the obvious evolution of video game. Stratosphere, right? Like, video games have been working toward raping
prostitutes. Yeah, it took you down to a real street
years.
Level instead of the aerial one.
That was my biggest disappointment in Red Dead Redemption 2.
Yeah.
You couldn't rape prostitutes in that one?
Couldn't rape prostitutes in that one.
That sucks, dude.
The best you could do is get a bath.
You could get raped in that game, though. Quite frequently in the story mode, you would meet this big, fat butcher dude, and he would invite you in with his wife, and they would rape you. And
for real? In Red Dead?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's insane.
There's a lot of sexual assault that happens to your actual characters in that game.
That's so fun that they were like, we won't allow people to... be the purveyor of violence. Well, however, we would love it if you got raped. like as a game programmer, you're like, rape's bad. Let's do it to our purchasers. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's fucked up. I love it.
Well, they do that every time they add a DLC.
I don't know what a DLC is.
Downloadable content, baby.
Then they're like, if you want to play the coolest part of the game, it's another $50. It's like, fuck.
Dude. So it's like in the old days when you would like go into like a strip club and they're like, you want to go another song, except for it's a video game. And they're like, would you like your character to be raped? That'll be another $50.
Yeah. It's 50 up front.
I'd pay for it.
You're like, I mean,
if I got to see it.
Yeah. How good are the graphics? You know what I
mean? They show full penetration. Yeah.
The is it a POV?
Exactly. What are the angles? I'm into POV. I don't know if I want to do this under the nuts thing.
Oh, man.
I played Red Dead, and I played GTA 5, which is because you gave me GTA 5 again today, which I assume is in a whole different game than it used to be. But when I lived in Colorado, I had a deadbeat job. It was making good money, and I would play Grand Theft Auto 5 for 6 hours a day. So I feel like, I mean, that was over 5 years ago, so I can't believe that game's still relevant.
Right. It still is, and you're a grown boy. You can turn it off at any time.
And that's not true. I am
really difficult.
Yeah.
That's not. Let's be reasonable here.
This is from the man who was just playing video games when he knew he was supposed to be podcasting.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? like, you can turn it off any time. So any,
and I
27
did.
Minutes left? Okay.
And
Last time I played video games would have been at the beginning of that scamdemic.
Yeah.
But I hadn't played for in years, it feels like.
Yeah.
You want a nicotine pouch? I got those.
Can you hand me my gum?
I'm
going to
smoke
there.
A cigarette. What
do you
need? Here.
Yeah. Yeah, if you do, though, open the door.
No. No.
Make my ass get up. Cool. Yeah. Thanks, bro.
Well, you make everyone recycle when they come here, asshole.
Well, only aluminum.
Recycling's a scam.
Plastic Thank recycling you, is a scam. Regular? No, because aluminum recycling is actually profitable, so like people will do it. Whereas plastic recycling is just a burden on everyone,
a compactor here, and we'll just throw it in the compactor.
How does that address anything I just said?
Yeah. Well, if you're going to save the aluminum cans, we'll just turn it into a giant cube. I'll do that for you, but I'm not.
All I have to do is put them in that bin over there and then put them on the curb on Wednesday, and then the government makes money off of it later.
Why do I want to give them money?
You don't, but you do want a can to be used. I don't know. See... And I've touched on this before, but I don't necessarily believe in man-made global warming, but I also don't believe in waste. Like, when I go to the grocery store, I tell the guy, put it all in one bag, and then he doesn't, and then I'm like, this fucking piece of shit, you know what I mean? Yeah. Because they'll use like 20 bags to like...
I think he knows the weight rating on those handles is the difference.
No, it's not, because I'm the one who bags them when I do the self-checkout, and I put like an entire shopping cart in 4 bags. I do. And, like, I don't know, I just don't fucking get it, you know what I mean? It's just because that's what their mom did, and that's what their mom's husband did, because it wasn't her dad. But regardless, the point is...
What does your bread look like by the time you get
it's on the top of the bag, dude. It looks fine.
Jars clanging around in
there.
All
I'm saying
is the guy's trying not to lose his job.
I recycle because I don't believe in waste. Like,
okay.
Like... one of my biggest pet peeves is people who are super like, and I don't want to use it derogatorily, but they're super liberal and they're like blah, 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 but they live in brand new houses with brand new cars, with brand new phones and brand new clothes and fucking this and fucking that. And I'm like, if you would have bought used shoes, you would have saved, you know, I don't know, a 50-gallon drum of fuel, because that's what it takes to make a pair of shoes. You know what I mean? You got to fucking feed a cow. You got to slaughter a cow. You got to take that cow's skin. You got to ship it to a fucking tannery. Tannery's got to ship that skin to a fucking shoe place. It's got to cut some shit out. They got to fuck. I mean, it's just ridiculous. You know,
it's a lot of work.
It's a ton of work. And if you pay $6 for a pair of shoes instead of $85 for a pair of shoes,
yeah.
you eliminate all of that waste. And it just is a huge pet peeve of mine when people
can you still get them in cool colors though? That's the real question.
I mean, check me out. I'm pretty cool.
gotta be able to get them in cool colors, dude. I get BOGOs, dude. I don't care. I'll pay $80 for 3 pairs of shoes. I'll do that.
You mean a new pair of shoes.
And they'll all be the same fucking pair of shoes.
Yeah.
That's a dad move, dude.
Nice though to have a bunch of
I do that shit too.
To have like a bunch of one piece of clothing but in different colors is dope. You know what I mean? It's like you have a creative character in a video game,
and you
just like switch out yellow for green or yellow or blue for you know what I mean? Like to make it all match up. You know?
Oh yeah, dude.
I'm into that. You guys know I wear the vest.
Yeah, dude.
You're big on the vest every night.
Yeah.
I'm a t-shirt guy, dude. I got t-shirts for going to weddings, court, funerals.
Court mainly.
Court. I've been in court, I think. Yeah,
that would be funny if you made t-shirts that said like court t-shirt. Yeah. Wedding. Like, family event t-shirt.
Yeah. And so, wear the wrong one to each one.
Right.
Just go to court with a shirt that says wedding.
Yeah.
What made you decide to screw in some cleats into your
into
the shoes?
Yeah, man.
So this dude, we were playing.
By the way, for the listener, we went golfing before the podcast. Sky has a pair of what, Nikes?
Yeah, they're just Nike.
Just flat Nike skate shoes that he glued golf cleats to the bottom of.
No, glued and screwed to the bottom of the shoe.
I'm looking forward to hearing about the process. Continue.
It was simple, dude. Dude had him on his. He gave me the name. It was like Golf Kicks. Could be your unofficial sponsor. And they just screw right in, right to the bottom of any flat shoe.
Oh, like you bought cleats that were made to do that.
And you actually get grip so you're not slipping on the course as you actually walk it, which is kind of nice. And they say I'm irrigating the actual grounds, which is good for...
aerating, not irrigating.
Irrigating.
But I hear what you were up to, and you know? I get it.
I don't know anything that goes into it. I just like to play the game.
Any concern the first time you put your feet in there that you're going to catch a
screw right to the bottom of the foot? Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
Wow. Because I did math and realized the depth of the sole between the depth of the screw. No, as long as you realize
the depth of your sole when contemplating golf?
Hell yeah, dude. Yeah.
These are just pens
they
and
were,
papers.
They were kind of cheap. You get like, what'd you get? I got 32 of them for like maybe $20.
So... You do glue and screw, though, right?
Yeah, so you put the rubber cement through the threads of the screw head, and you basically just press on the sole of the shoe and zoop, go right in.
You making a pizza over there?
Yeah.
Yes, he is. Yeah.
Here's a great article I just found, right? This is
Domino's.
This is the most relatable article I've ever read. Listen to this headline.
Okay, can't wait.
Someone said I was funny, so I tried stand-up comedy. It was bad. Very bad. What a spectacular headline, dude.
That's good.
It was bad. Very bad.
Dude, stand-up is one of those things, like, I don't want to, because other people have said it, but, like, everyone thinks they're funny because they have a sense of humor, and everyone thinks they have a sense of humor because they've laughed out loud. But that's like saying that you like music because you've enjoyed a song before. You're not a musician. You can't play a guitar just because you liked a song, you know, and you don't appreciate music because one time fucking, I don't know, Tina Turner came on and you were shaking your legs with right along next to her. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I don't know. It's just crazy. I'll give you this. There are people who will study up and do their first 5 minute set of comedy, very practiced and do well. Give that person 6 months and they're going to melt down. You can't do the same set for 6 months, and you can't write comedy that fast unless you're a genius and none of
it. Well, I think it's just bad friends encouraging you to make a good decision.
I think people
it's
genuinely
a good way to
think
humble yourself. Somebody said, you're funny. You should do comedy. So I tried it for the first time. They told me never to come back. One person told me to kill myself. Like, did you have fun? Yeah.
How was your first set?
My very first one?
Mm-hmm.
It was horrible.
Really? Was it? Where was it at?
It was at a VFW.
Oh, not even an open mic. You were hired to do comedy.
No, we, so my buddy had a band. They played in a band called Headcase. They broke up, obviously. And I used to open up for the bands and talk in between, and it did not go well the very first time at all, dude. At all. Bunch of punk rocker kids with Janko jeans. They're ready to jam out the grunge core. You know,
and up comes Sky with the movie voice.
Were you before them or during?
I introduced the band, and then after that, I did a set in between, and that's when I fell flat on my face, dude. And I was like, oh, this is tough.
Yeah.
And I remember feeling like there's shit in my pants.
Yeah.
Because it felt like that. I'm like, I am so...
That's there's shit in my soul.
That's why people hate following Trevor, man. Music and comedy is tough.
Yeah, well, you know, the instrument is... Yeah, and the instrument adds a certain level of lover boy effect to it.
Well, it makes me get away with shit that I say all the time, and people get disgusted at. It makes it likable.
Like, yeah, it's like animation.
Yeah, it kind of is. Or like having a visual aid. You know,
You animate something else. Minor. Like people,
I like it.
What about you? What was your first set like, Douglas?
I did okay, but I would say that it was a very welcoming and forgiving audience.
Okay, yeah, because everybody has different stories. Sometimes Elliot Burns, first time, he crushed at the Improv, but he brought like 50 people.
Right.
And also Elliot has a very unique way of just being him. You know,
Elliot is, I wish he was out more because he's
same,
not.
Dude. He's so good.
He's one of my favorite personalities in the comedy scene.
Yeah, he's fucking the man, dude. Yeah. And having gone to high school with him is such a unique perspective on, like, man, that little fucker's funny.
Really? I don't know him at all but for comedy. So.
Yeah. Well,
shout
he's
out to
known
Elliot
him for 15 years.
Yeah. He's paying for a lot of insulin, dude. Can't be doing open mics when you got diabetes like that.
You can't, dude. Plus, we don't want to catch that shit.
Yeah, it's true, dude.
Super contagious.
Plus, he rapes people, so that's, it's true.
Is that a thing that's new?
He'll fuck your wife.
No. Fuck.
Hell yeah.
I like that, dude. That meme.
That's a shout out to Trevor's meme. No big deal.
That's a fantastic meme. Elliot holding a cigarette. What was your first time like, Drew? Having sex, not comedy. Both were about 5 minutes.
Yeah, both but, smattering of applause.
I bailed after 2.5 times.
Thanks, that's all I got.
I honestly think I might have bailed early. Dude, I mean,
where
even
was
though
that?
It's a,
where
it was at Sunny's. It was at Sunny's.
Okay,
and I haven't been there yet.
I haven't been there either.
It's fine. I mean, there's like 5 people there.
Okay,
had a friend come. I asked him afterwards if he thought I was funny. He said, "You know, you have good stage presence."
loud and clear, partner. Loud and clear. Dude.
Thanks for this.
Because it's probably the opposite. You probably have better material than stage presence to being new. You know.
Oh my god.
I mean, I've done so much public speaking in my professional life prior to, you know, everything that changes I've gone through. So like that part, like, oh, I figured, oh, I can do stand-up comedy. And I've also listened to a podcast once.
Oh yeah. That's all it takes nowadays.
So you think, oh fuck yeah, it is.
But that does help.
Look at that, dude. Like, all of your pens leak.
People who
I'm going to start not using these
people
pens.
Who do public speaking and people who've done theater, like they do have a little mini leg up. You know? Like,
for
you know how to project a mode a little.
You've been in front
cadence.
Of people.
Yeah, plain and simple.
The amount of nerves you have when you haven't done any public speaking other than like speech class in high school, you know what I mean? And then you go out in front of like real people in a bar who are willing to talk back and don't have a teacher watching them.
Yeah.
Like it's a whole other fucking beast, isn't it? It's a whole other beast.
Dude, my first time.
You killed it with a guitar.
Incorrect, bro. Incorrect. I went to Papa D's.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
And I was nervous, so I wanted to take the edge off. So I drank like 14 shots of Jack.
And I don't know if that's true, but
it's literally true. Well, I went up there, blacked the fuck out, dude.
Okay.
One eye crossed right into the middle, bro. I was fucking blacked out. And it's right in the middle of when the Harvey Weinstein shit was in the news. And I wrote this joke that I thought was real clever. And I'm just nervous.
Will you please deliver that joke?
Well, I started off and I said, my first words ever on stage in front of an Oakland college crowd was...
In front of Harry Gilliland.
In front of the biggest college boy you'll ever see, dude. Yeah. I mean... I've never seen a straighter guy be more of an avowed homosexual. So I get up there, and the first words out of my mouth are, listen, guys, I feel bad for Harvey Weinstein. Now, there was more to the joke, but they weren't willing to hear it after that.
Right,
it was just
boy.
Shut the fuck down. Like, did you just say you feel bad for a serial rapist?
Yep.
And I'm like already like, let me finish. You know, it was so bad, dude. But the joke was, I feel bad for Harvey Weinstein. I've jerked off on all those same actresses. I just had the decency to put a computer screen in between us.
Yeah.
There you go.
But don't... clever as hell, dude. I started out hot. dude,
In my opinion, I was great.
It was the worst bomb in history of bombing.
Yeah.
Then I went to crowd work I went right to, what do you guys want to talk about, dude? It was so cringe bad, dude.
Yeah.
And Scott Israel saw me the next night at Hambone's. Got to give me credit. I got up back up on the horse and was there the next night.
Nice.
Scott Israel sees me and he goes, oh, dude, that was the worst one I've ever seen.
Scotty. Oh.
The worst I've ever seen.
That's the thing, though, is people don't give us time. Because, like, look, you're right. That was a joke that you wrote and it made sense. But, like, Louis C.K. says that he explores these topics in every one of his best bits, and obviously people hate Louis C.K., so fuck him, whatever. Not him, but fuck them. but regardless, like he says that they start all of his best bits that are famous, the ones you know, start out exactly how you're talking. Everyone is completely turned off, and then he learns how to walk them into it slowly. You know what I mean? And that's what you didn't do, and that's what none of us are able to do our first fucking time, is walk somebody into Harvey Weinstein sympathy slowly. You know what I mean? You have to,
yeah.
You have to slowly build it. You can't just be like, "Don't you guys feel bad for Harvey?" And then they're like, "No, we don't."
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah. But he figures out a way to be like, you know, I was on my computer, and then it, you know, it gets,
I bit off a little more than I could chew.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For
yeah,
a exactly. First sentence out of the mic,
yeah.
To try to, you know.
That
commiserate with a convicted rapist, yeah. Serial rapist.
Yeah,
yeah. And you know what? I swear to God, I support anyone's ability to fucking run their own show, which is what Harry's doing. But like, he's not the guy who wants to hear that joke. You know?
And oh, he's dude, not, he and hated he's not, my shit even after it started working. Yeah, even when I got good, he hated me more. Yeah, he was fine with it bombing.
Yeah.
What made him mad is when it started to work.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that was really. Then it's like, no, I did not approve any of these things. Yeah. You know,
I have an LGBTQ, QTTT, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And it worked. Hell, it's got. Why'd you use so many letters so fast?
That's how many letters are in it.
There's a lot.
Yeah.
There's not even half of them, actually. But. But. That's kind of the crux of the joke. And it did okay, and I got a lecture afterwards for that. So,
how many years ago was this? Like 4 years ago?
Three.
3 years ago?
Yeah.
Jeez.
And shit's changed. I mean, like, I feel like tempers in that regard, like, overall are cooling off. Like, yeah, there's always going to be those fucking faggots that are on Twitter that come after you with their fucking faggot shit. But it's cooling down where, like, people are liking jokes again. I get away with a lot of shit I say up there. And, like, even people who I am friends with and I know they're super progressive and they hate that shit, they know it's my style. They know I mean no harm. And, like, I think Trump being out of office helps because they can't, they're done, like, whining. There's, you know, all the cars have been burned. All the fucking, everything's been ruined. Everything's been defunded that they can defund. And they got their way. So now it's like, okay, I guess jokes are okay for now. But if he wins again, it's going to be right back to that. Everyone on their guard.
Yeah,
everyone get on guard and let's protect.
It might be.
People who don't ask for our protection. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't know.
I do a gay room, it works. I do a black room, it works. I go into an all-white, like, progressive room, and I try to tell gay and black jokes, and everybody fucking freaks out. And
that's true.
So
I've seen you
bizarre.
Do very well in both those rooms.
Yeah.
And two out of three of that is to say. But, yeah. It is interesting, man. People just don't respect intent anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's like satire. That's all it is.
I know.
If
like you're
understood
saying,
that, it would be a lot easier.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Like, I'm saying this because I realize it's wrong.
Yeah. That's what makes it
that's
funny.
That's what makes it funny.
And you don't have to think it's funny, but you're not the fucking end-all be-all of deciding what's
and
funny.
And what their mind says is, they don't realize how many people there are out there who are dumber than me who don't realize it's wrong. Or they don't realize it's wrong, one or the other. And they're like, these people are going to be dog whistled. And you're like,
oh,
okay,
Christ.
Dude, just fucking let the dogs howl. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah, dude.
Then we'll know who the dogs are.
It's this, you know what it is, bro? It's people, it's self-importance. Like, I have to make sure this doesn't go on. It's like, dude, you got unread texts on your phone right now. You're not saving the world from whatever the current cause is, dude. So take your fucking Ukrainian flag out of your Facebook profile and fucking hike your skirt up and be funny for once. You know, like, there's so many fucking.
Does anybody know what
the current thing?
There's like a Ukrainian flag now that has like a symbol on it.
It's the trans flag. They put everything on there.
No,
it
it's
looks
not.
Like a kindergartner
it's
painted
not,
it.
It's not that one. It's like a Ukrainian flag with like a weird like symbol on it. Like if it was a ranch, like branded a flag or something.
It's probably the Azov Republic or whatever those.
Oh, wouldn't that be funny?
Battalion.
Wouldn't it be funny
Italian.
If the left just started going straight with like Ukrainian flags with Nazi swastikas on them because they're like, we support the Azov Battalion.
No. they'll do whatever they're told, and that's the difference between me.
Well, did you see that last speech that that Mr. Magoo did? He had all that red lighting behind him, dude. I thought, dude, This is a scene out of V from Vendetta.
Did he really do a speech
with
red
lighting?
It
was all red lighting.
Oh, God, it was terrifying. You haven't seen the picture?
Just drop the flag,
I do my best to not watch any of that stuff.
Bro, yeah, yeah, but this was great. It looked V for Vendetta fucking. It was like, who approved that, dude?
He did.
Yeah, like, who said, yeah, let's backlight the room red so I look like the devil?
Oh, he most certainly did. I want red lights.
Oh, dude,
I want red lights.
No, he doesn't. He no. reads.
Line
he
them
reads
up in the front.
Handed.
Dude, he died 6-7 years ago. Like, he's just they roll him up there on a dolly and just like work him like a Weekend at Bernie's type situation.
What people don't know, that's Nicolas Cage there. He's in Face Off too, dude.
That is what people don't know. I see it.
Henderson sent me a 4 stills next to each other of Biden. And he's like, can you believe people think this is the same person? And it's kind of hard to believe, dude. There are 4 different pictures of Joe Biden, and you're like, his skull structure is, like, different. Like, how...
Yeah.
Like I don't want to buy it. I ignore it. I just walk away from it because I don't want to dig, because I'm like, how is that the same guy? like his forehead's, like, 3 inches wider or 3 inches taller. It's just crazy stuff.
Biden's the same age as my grandfather. The first time I noticed my grandfather, like, really having gone downhill, basically.
Yeah.
Like that,
yeah.
In person.
Yeah. And he's got a stressful job.
And I don't even... how he even...
And some 80-year-olds have it. Like, fucking Bernie still makes sense, even though he's a communist. Fucking Trump, say what you want about the guy, he's got more energy than most 30-year-olds.
Yeah,
you know
he's got
I
those
mean?
Uppers, baby.
Yeah, he's running it. Biden's on the uppers, but all they do is make him fucking confused, you know?
I think they work for him, but...
Sometimes he'll have these little coherent moments, but you can tell by how pissed off he gets all the time, too, that, like, that's a man who's confused. Let me ask you this. What kind of head you think Kamala Harris gives?
Oh, I'm going. She's vice president.
None? Dynamite.
I'm giving dynamite head. That has got to be the best blowjob.
Best ever.
That's ever
dude.
Been in the presidential White House, dude.
Yeah,
guaranteed.
Dude. You can grab her by
the
ears.
I bet you her
like
Secret Service is working extra hard to make sure nothing happens to her.
Yeah.
I bet she pretends she grabs it like a microphone. She's ready for it. And then she smacks you in the face and turns her asshole right into your nose and just says, go.
Yeah. Damn, bro. Damn.
I'm just saying, you asked.
No, I mean, it's
ask a question.
Yeah.
Get a fucking response.
Yeah,
you know
sure.
I'll tell you what, that's a girl who knows how to work below the balls. You know what I mean? She's grabbing your yoke.
Bro, that girl, I'm telling you, she takes the whole thing down. You can guarantee.
Well, Kamala she's draining.
Gives good head.
Well, look at the way that Joe's speaking. She's draining him, dude. Put money on that.
I kind of want to fuck Barron. You guys get that vibe?
I did not see this podcast going this direction. I did not see this going. You want to fuck Barron? Is that what you just said?
I was hoping we weren't going to double back to that, because I snuck it in and I was like, I don't think anybody heard it. I think we're in the clear.
I heard it. I just wasn't going to address it.
Yeah, you let it go.
Are you going to groom him at least? I mean, how old is that kid?
No, I want him unkempt. Oh, I didn't know what you meant by groom.
Ungrooms when they don't come off a truck, right?
Anybody see the video of Hunter Biden getting a blowjob while he holds a gun to the prostitute's head?
No.
Because that's fantastic, bro. That's fantastic.
That's another
shit.
One of those things you will never see on television.
It should have been a Vine.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're talking about his dick, right? Because it's long and swaggy.
He's a nice, long, skinny
I tell
wiener.
You what, that dude is extremely photogenic for a crack smoking son of a
Drew
president.
Has never regretted coming to a place more than.
Oh, no. Dude, Hunter Biden looks good in night vision. I don't think $5 says he gets a contract with Esquire, dude. He's going to be doing some picks after this.
Oh, I don't know what his future is, but it's bright.
Yeah, very. Well, if he doesn't get killed by, like, you know, a Russian assassin.
I don't think so. I think they're hand in glove with the old Russians.
I think the North Koreans are going to kill him.
Who? Who they
You
getting?
Know what? That's a weird
Hunter
thing.
Biden.
We haven't heard anything from the North Koreans in a long time.
Yeah, I'm telling
right?
That's because they're planning.
Yeah. And it's just because the news picks something and tells you to freak out about
it. Yeah.
Dude, you turn off the news and all of a sudden your life is stress-free. There is no nuclear war they've been threatening for fucking all this time. Yeah. Like, that shit only exists on TV. It's like I said the other day. I met somebody at a bar and he tells me that he's non-binary. And I was like, wait, I thought that was only on the internet. Like, there's people out here actually doing that.
Yeah.
Like, that shit that gets people worked up, it's only on the internet. It's not real.
You know, I heard somebody say one time in our scene, I'm asexual.
Yeah, turn the computer off, dude.
Okay.
You're just on a computer.
And I thought, you can make babies by yourself?
Huh!
Because
that's what I thought that meant.
I think it is. I don't know.
I was so confused.
Just as long as they're, I don't know.
Did they? Did they make a baby for you? Left. When you asked them, did you say, can you make a baby? And then they said, yeah.
Well,
and then
they baby? Just looked at me like I didn't know what I was talking about. And then I was, you know, normally in my situation, like, maybe I don't know what I'm talking about.
You probably didn't. Neither did they, though. In your defense, neither of you had any idea. It was just two assholes walking in a fucking star circle.
I should not be hitting this pen as much, yeah.
Yeah.
You'll have that.
I don't know, man. I just, I swear to God, all of our lives are exactly what you're saying, Trevor. Our lives are better without the news, dude. Like,
yeah.
Cindy watches the news, and I'll come down and I'll get all mad, and then she'll be like, "Why do you even care?" And I'll be like, and she's like, "I'm not even listening to this. It's background noise." And I'm like, "You can't let this be your background noise. It's like subliminal programming."
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's terrible background.
Yeah. Dude, give me one of those. I'm going right here, dude. You don't have to get up from the chair.
It's terrible background noise.
It's not good. I would much
dude, rather. Dude, I used to fall like, asleep
turn on
every
the Heroes
night.
And Icons Network, for God's sake.
I do
bro,
like
I
a little
I used to fall asleep every single
day,
night
though.
Listening to Alex Jones.
And it didn't do very good, did it?
Hell yeah,
I did. For years I did that, dude. And no, I mean, it was less stressful
it
than
listening to... It
explains
a lot. I'm not going to lie.
Dude, those were the best years of my life, dude.
Oh, see, that I was thinking it was the opposite, but okay.
Well, I mean, they were rough years, but to sleep... The Alex Jones wasn't the reason. Alex Jones, dude, history will show we mistreated that man, dude. A jovial, sweet, harmless man. I mean, yeah.
He was a saint.
All he does is spread joy and cheer and laughter and a tiny bit of panic. Other than that.
I mean, don't get me wrong. He spread some pain, but the reality is all emotions are a choice, except for a lot of people don't understand. They never evolved to that point. You know
dude,
I mean?
He spread some pain. Oh, Alex Jones got the Sandy Hook thing wrong, and a couple of parents got harassed. Yeah, it's really bad. CNN told me there were weapons of mass destruction in Iraq, and now 50,000 of my buddies are dying from fentanyl because they're trying to fucking kill their PTSD, and a million Iraqis are just dead.
Yeah.
And nobody sued them for $45 million, but we got to go after King Alex, who is, by the way, in the Hall of Fame. Alex Jones is a legend, dude. Yeah. Anyone who's a... Dude.
I hear what you're saying, man, because I know people who I don't know anymore because of the fucking Iraq war and all that bullshit. But the it's just ridiculous that you're absolutely right. The human life cost of a lot of decisions is fine as long as it's the media or the government.
Yeah.
But as soon as a private company, which Alex Jones is.
He's a god.
As soon as they make those decisions, they have to hang them high because they can't allow people to question them. And that's like, and I don't want to fucking get on it because people are going to fucking hate me for it, but like that's the difference between January 6th and BLM. I mean, it's literally 10 times the amount of damage, whether it be human life or property damage, but that property damage and human life was done to civilians. And as soon as it's done to government officials, it's a big problem in our fucking society, not our society, in our government. You know what I mean? Like, they're going to hang people for that shit. They're not going to hang them.
No, there'll be a fun turning point where all of these idiots get their up and comings. You know what I'm saying?
If you could kill one person on the news, who would it be and how would you do it?
Why does it got to be the news? Can we just pick
so we're trying to get canceled? Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
Why would this
no,
be canceled?
We just bring
because
back
you
public
cannot
stoning,
talk
dude.
About actually killing people and by name and not have.
You tell me I'm not allowed to say in America that I want to rape and murder Rachel Maddow? Just hypothetically. Hypothetically.
Yeah.
You can't say
that. Honestly, I don't know if I would
recognize
her.
Well, some people get upset when you. You know.
Not after I'm done with her.
Going in. There you go, dude.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
What network does she work for?
I don't know. She's the one that looks like Stephen Colbert, only like somehow gayer.
I don't know her. I mean, I know her name. I do know her name.
Yeah, it's a female Stephen Colbert.
Okay. I thought Stephen Colbert
dude,
was a female
Stephen
Colbert.
Dude, I would bicycle kick that cunt right in the jaw.
Yeah.
I think you got
not soccer style. I'm talking Liu Kang from Mortal Kombat
style.
Oh,
that's a good
like
one.
Like a paddle boat.
Yes.
What's it? Yeah.
I could do it, dude. If I had the right shoes on.
You got a Chun-Li like.
Yeah. Yes.
Totally fucking. Yes. Yeah.
If I had the right shoes on, I could execute that move.
Yeah, well, you always need the right shoes.
I never have the right shoes.
Yeah.
I gotta go shoe shopping.
What you need
Daddy
to
needs to go shoe shopping.
Before that mission, you need to glue
do
some
you
golf
change,
cleats.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, those are good bicycle kick shoes.
Yes. Do you change shoes in between the bicycle kick and the raping?
I wear my shoes during sex, bro. How about that? I keep my shoes on because I'm athletic as fuck, dude, and I'm doing all kinds of stuff. I don't want to tear a hamstring right off the bone like a good rack
when
of
he says
baby
the bone,
back ribs.
He beats himself.
What's that?
When you say the bone, you mean yourself.
Yeah.
You don't want to tear hamstrings.
Yeah, off the bone. Yeah. Bone dog's hamstrings are tender.
I told you, we're switching the bone to, what was it?
The feral hog.
The feral hog. That's right.
There you go.
The feral hog, dude.
It's an invasive species.
Yeah, I've had a lot of chicks say that, though. I do wear socks during sex, like, every time. Just because, like, it's a whole thing to take them off. You can use your toes.
Plus, you got really smelly feet.
Probably, yeah. And, like, just the whole thing is, like, I'm leaving my socks on. Like, what do they need to be off for? You know another thing that I do, bro?
I mean, I get it.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you're fooling around with a chick, and I'll take my pants off, and I leave them on one ankle.
Yes.
Right? And then at the end, they're always like, what the fuck? That's so weird. And I'm like, yeah, you're looking for your underwear, and I know where mine are.
Yeah. You're like, you're like, I'll be out that door in a couple of minutes.
It's like a
leather
leash.
You're going to be looking under the blanket. Yeah.
Well, if she's saying that to you right after sex, you didn't hit any spots in there.
No, because I make a scene.
That's what you got. Because she's like, your pants are still around. You're like, no wonder this didn't work. This is...
I like that.
I don't.
I like that. Yeah, I didn't either. They're coming back for more, dude. Yeah.
Who?
That's all I got to say. They, them, dude.
They, them are coming back.
Those Tinder dates are 5 minutes of fun. That's it. It's 5 minutes of an awkward smell and a high five.
Yeah, man. I mean, I've had...
Some cases, you can leave money on the nightstand.
I've had quite the renaissance summer here.
Yeah, you've really been hitting the apps, if we'll call
I've grinded through all the apps except Grindr. That sounded gay.
Now, with the apps, do you still have to ask every date if they're a cop?
No, I'm not paying these whores.
Okay.
No. Well, one of them, should I tell that story? Yeah. We said we were going to tell it again. Okay, so this chick. Who listens to this?
Everybody.
Is my mom on here? Okay.
I'm sending her the link, dude. I'm sending
said
your
she
dad
wanted
the
me,
link.
Oh, Christ. Well, he doesn't know how to work a computer. We're good.
Thank God.
Okay, so this chick wanted me to come on her face, and then I was like, sure, why not? And then she wanted me to film it so that she said she wanted to send the video to her sugar daddy for $5,000. Naturally, my response was, give me $1,000, and I'll do it.
Yeah?
That's the story.
No, that's not the whole story, because the whole story is... This woman called you while we were golfing and was like, can you give me
She used my phone to set up her Chime card.
Right.
And she was like, they're texting
Chime.
You the number.
Has anyone ever heard of Chime?
Yeah, I have. Yeah. It's what prostitutes use. She's not a prostitute. Well, not with me at least.
Okay, so what I'm saying is this. This woman has taken...
You just set up her Chime. She's not a prostitute.
This woman has taken your ID out of your wallet while you were in the bathroom. Mm-mm. She has all your information. She's now setting up a Chime account in your name. She has used your phone number to set up this account. And then she has had this PIN number sent to your phone. And then she calls you and says, can you send me the PIN number because I need it to set up my Chime account. And now your identity is stolen, bro.
Yeah.
At least I'm not the one with cum all over my face.
Not yet.
Winner, winner,
not
dude.
Not yet, baby.
Oh, boy, that poor Glaze.
I'll trade my identity for a slop shot like that.
Dude, I guess your identity's not worth a lot, so that makes
sense.
Yeah,
right? Dude, what do you want, a criminal record? Congratulations, dude. You have a warrant. What the fuck?
It would only make sense they find you in Mexico.
100%. Yeah, you got to start taking pictures of these chicks' IDs, dude, so that you can send those pictures to them when they're doing this to you.
In order for your safety and everybody else's here, why don't we just start a thread with all of our favorite buddies in it, and mid-fuck, you take a picture so we know where you're at. How about that?
I don't want to see those pictures.
No, they'll be good. There'll be some good ones.
You farking?
Oh, yeah. I've been dying to send one to Corey.
Yeah.
Mid stroke.
Yeah.
It'd be a gift.
Let's be honest. Yeah. It'd be a gift.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic, dude. Yeah. And he's like, I don't want to see that. I'm like, that's the only reason I want to send it to you.
Yeah.
If you wanted to see it, you're not getting one. But if you don't want to see it,
right.
Boom, right in your face.
Right.
Dude.
I mean, I want to see all of them. Just send them to me, dude. That's what I mean.
Where should I put this cigarette?
Throw it out the
garbage
door.
Can, yeah.
There you go. That's how we do it in America.
Throw
things on the ground.
Hell yeah, dude. What's your favorite thing about America?
This right here.
It used to be the freedom.
It used to be.
Yeah.
You guys are really hung up on people taking over.
Your freedoms?
Yeah, freedoms here. What's going on? You want to talk about it?
Well, after those Patriots went to... Here's what happened, dude. The FBI rigged an election and then arrested people for protesting the election that they rigged.
Yeah.
And we're all supposed to just sit here and keep watching Real Housewives.
I don't understand it. I will explain over and over again to people, constantly, how I voted in the exact same voting district 2 years apart and how I have voted in person for the last 20 years. And... how the second one was clearly rigged, and they will be like, I don't understand. What are you trying to say? I'm like, do you not understand? Clear, like, I don't know. I've done it before on this podcast, and it's probably not worth doing it again. But I'm telling you this. My vote was compensated for in the city of Pittsburgh in Pennsylvania last election. There is no doubt in my mind that that happened. And I have voted in person for 20 years and observed how elections go. And that is what happened. So I just don't... It's crazy to me. And then
what other state? Your home state?
I have voted in Iowa, Nebraska, Colorado, Pennsylvania, and in 8 different cities within those. And I have done it for 20 years. And in the last election, I had voted in the exact same voting district 2 years prior to observe the voting process in that district, and everything changed. And it was changed for a reason, a very clear reason.
Yeah, everybody knows gives what up. Happened, dude.
Yeah. No, dude, because I explained it to them, and they're like, oh, well, that just seems wholesome. I'm like, how is it wholesome?
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck are you talking about?
I think you're letting your imagination get the best of you.
Me?
Nothing really happened here, okay?
Okay. I know you're probably
the guy
right.
In charge is the guy in charge.
No,
you'll
it
be
makes
fine.
Sense, dude. During not COVID, I voted in a room with 2 garage doors open like this, you know, open air on one side. And during COVID, I stood in a 4-foot by 8-foot hallway in a single file line during a pandemic. That makes a lot of sense.
Let me ask you
why
this.
Wouldn't they do that? That makes sense. Airborne virus, why not pack people into a hallway in a black barber shop? That makes total sense.
Did they hit you with
it? Did
they point a laser at you?
No, there wasn't. But it was just clear.
Let me ask you this: if you pick, you get to pick one WWE superstar to be president. Who you picking?
The Rock.
No way, dog. No way.
I like a winner, dude. I like
Rick
a winner.
Flair.
Rick,
woo! No, Rick Flair, the Nature Boy, dude.
Now, screw you guys.
No, what about Booker T, baby? Yeah.
Ooh,
Booker T would be fun.
Booker T would be fun.
I'm going Iron Sheik, dude.
No way. He wasn't born here.
Sweet.
He wasn't born here.
No, dude. It doesn't matter. Neither was Barack.
Iron Sheik, dude.
Who?
Barack.
I
was making a joke.
Barack Hussein. Barack Hussein Obama was born in Kenya.
That dude's all about shut your fucking mouth and get it done.
I like that. Okay.
He's a good...
Now I'm starting. I'm coming around.
Did you ever see his post?
Feel like this podcast is nearly unpublishable.
Why? What did we say that was wrong?
We did say
the election was rigged. They'll take that right off.
They will, but luckily I'm only in audio format, and that is like the last bastion of freedom in publishing. Yeah. It really is. As soon as you put things in video, there's a ton of oversight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Well, that's stupid.
Oh, it's stupid.
Right.
It absolutely is stupid, but it's the absolute truth. And if you listen to a ton of podcasts, as I do, I mean, I probably listen to 30 hours of podcasts at least a week. You hear people over and over again, well, our last episode was demonetized because we mentioned something about the vaccine, you know, things like that. It's just constant, or it was just completely removed.
I mean, I think you guys could just talk about it all damn day and push enough episodes through that it would become numb to most listeners.
I don't know what you mean.
I mean, you could talk about it all you want. The vaccination doesn't work. Look, no, there
that's
I said
like,
it.
And how about YouTube just recently changed?
And
it was
your
like,
boosters
if you question the vaccine,
your
video is taken down. And now they've changed it.
But
I heard the media say this the other day. This is on CNN. They said there was a headline that was, we were lied to about the vaccine. What? We? That's like saying like your wife came home after she fucked the neighbor and was like, we were cheated on. Like the media is the one who lied about it. Like we were lied to about the vaccine. It's like,
that's
no,
not,
you
that's
lied
not,
about
that's
it.
That's not necessarily true because there were people in science labs funded by the government.
Faggots,
to make
whatever, doctors, whatever you want to call them.
Regardless, the people in these labs were funded by the government and they were encouraged very strongly to get a vaccine out and they made money doing it. So they lied. But they didn't lie. What they did is not gather an adequate amount of information.
And then lied and said they did.
I mean, no, I don't think so. I just think that they were asked to give enough information, a farce.
Somebody lied.
I don't know if they did. They literally just did a bunch. They did basically an inadequate amount of research.
You can't work unless you get it and shit like that, dude. And we're all just going to forgive and forget. Like,
well,
it's kind of messed up.
My mind runs when it comes to those things. And that's my detriment. But the thing that my mind runs to when they say things like that is because they are trying to purge certain work demographics of conservative thought processes. So if you can say if you're not vaccinated, you can no longer work in this field, aka the police, the Capitol, the medical, which is the third largest industry in the United States. Now all of a sudden, these unions become very left wing, you know what I mean? Because the people who were in them that were counterbalancing, you know, if there is any amount of equality, I guess, in speech, are no longer there to say those things because they quit or they were kicked out. You know what I mean?
Well, nobody watches.
That's
the
where
bosses.
My mind runs, and yeah. That's to my detriment because I think of all these stupid things, and they aren't necessarily true, but they are possible. You know, I come up with similar theories about electric cars. You know what I mean? And it's just
I believe that they're trying to choke Elon Musk out of the e-car game, dude. But I also see
they for sure are. You know, they had an electric car summit,
yeah,
and they didn't ask Tesla to come to the electric car summit.
Well, see, my brain also goes to...
I mean, do you have a government meeting about the future of electric cars and not ask Tesla to come?
That's because their cars run over plastic children.
Yeah, well, that's because they can't...
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
With plastic children?
Yeah, all these videos of things. It can't sense any body BTUs and it runs... My brain also goes to... Did you know that K-Fed and Britney's dad are tight? Did you guys know that?
He just gave
him props. He's just like, you know... He saved Britney's life over that conservatorship, and it's about time somebody spoke up about that because Britney is crazy, bitch.
Crazy.
I don't understand. I've totally lost context here.
And that's kind of where my brain
is. Is anyone following this? Yeah. This happens a lot with Sky.
Sky saved us. Sky saved us as we were going down a rabbit hole that none of us belong in. But I can talk Britney and K-Fed.
Britney and K-Fed, publishable. So let's just get me on board. Explain to me how to talk about it.
Okay, Kevin Federline is what we call a god.
Yes. Okay.
What he did was he nabbed her at the perfect time.
Yes. Okay.
I've never seen a guy play because he plays cards more perfectly.
He got her dick drunk. Did you see the way she behaved?
Yep.
I mean,
I love how people were like,
she did have an upper hand.
Yeah. She's nuts. Yeah, she should be put down like a cocker spaniel that's shit in the rug.
Yeah.
She's a fucking lunatic, bro. Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying that to be mean, though. But
I like that you think any dog that shits on a rug should be shot.
It's a puppy.
Have I ever told you that story? I had a friend. We always just called him Blondie. He was a guy I worked with. Blondie was of privilege. He's like, his family owned a big farm, and his parents would go out of town, and then they would have house parties, right? And he had this house party, and him and his girlfriend had sex on his parents' bed and did some anal. And Blondie was so privileged that he had never done laundry in his life, right? So when he pulls out, she shits all over the bed.
Hell yeah.
He doesn't know how to clean it up.
That's
literally
bussin', dude.
Literally just scoops up the poops and throws the poops away, leaves the stain on the bed. Right?
Yeah.
His parents come home, and he's like, got a plan. He's like, okay, they're going to come home. They're going to notice. And they're like, what happened with the bed? He goes, the dog shit on the bed. His dad goes, our dog shit on our bed? And he goes, yeah, dog shit on the bed. He grabs a dog by the collar, escorts it outside, and shoots it right in the back of the fucking head, dude. Shoots it right in the back of the fucking head, dude.
Bro!
Yeah. Heavy consequences, dude.
Oh, man.
Imagine
his face. No.
He's stuck with it, dude.
Dude, you're in too deep. Deny. Yeah, hey, see ya, buddy.
At that point, you're going to get shot, dude.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. You don't argue with a guy who's willing to do that, right?
Yeah. Hey, Dad, save me the collar.
Oh, my God.
Save me the collar. That's Jesus one of the most Christ. Badass fucking dads I've ever seen, dude. That man runs a tight ship.
Yeah, he does. There's a reason that farm was big, dude.
Our dog shit on our bed? Hold on. Whoa, dude. That is fantastic.
True story. Fucking unreal, dude. Unreal.
Oh, my God. What city was this in?
I want to know
and
what
he didn't
kinda...
feel bad about it, by the way. The dad. You know what I mean?
Yeah, why would he? The dog shit on the bed?
That's what I'm saying. That's why it's amazing to me that you're like, yeah, you need dog shit, you just shoot him. Yeah,
he blasts
his ass. Size was the dog? I hope it wasn't like a teacup Yorkie then.
Yeah, right.
He just held it and it just explodes like feathers of a bird, dude. Just fucking boom.
You think you keep a fucking lap dog at a farm? No, baby.
Clean it up.
That's a lab if I ever saw one. You know what I mean? Something.
Hey, the best would be if they made him do laundry anyways. Yeah. Now you clean the sheets.
Hey, Jesse, what happened to
your
dog?
He literally
didn't
know how. Oh, my God. That's Iowa for you, baby.
You got to love it, dude. Stern. Very stern in Iowa.
Yeah. Iowa's weird. It's a purple state. Don't you know? As much shit as we give, like, I'm... fairly libtarded when it comes to like freedoms. It's just that when those freedoms encroach on other people's freedoms, like, because when I was a kid, like, it was like, you want, like, I want gay people to be able to get married or have the equal rights to people that are married or whatever you want to call it, you know, because at the time it was like the religious right didn't want the word married involved. So I was like, oh, okay, well, let's come up with compromise. Let's just call it something else, but give them exactly equal rights. You know what I mean? But
sin.
But like, it's when you start being like vengeful. And it's like the other day, and I was cleaning in my upstairs, and we have these glass bulbs on our chandelier. And I saw these little stickers on the bottom, and I was like, oh, dusting, you know, what do these say? I flipped it over. It said, made in West Germany.
Hell yeah. You know, I saw that meme you made that was very highbrow.
Yeah, it's too much. I had to delete it because I misspelled the word lesson. So,
in the smartest meme I've ever seen, word lesson.
Yeah, it had the word lesson.
I've been there.
Yeah. So, but that's what happened, dude. That's what happened for in Germany. Like people who had suffered a bunch, they divvied up Germany, and three of the nations, France, the United States, and Great Britain, got three quadrants, and Russia got the fourth quadrant, and things didn't go well for the people who lived in the Russian quadrant. You know what I mean? Because the Russians were pissed because they'd lost a ton of people.
Yeah.
And they were about vengeance, whereas the other three nations were about trying to create a future. And that's where we sit right now, in my opinion. Like, oppressed people are pissed off that they've been suffering, and now they want revenge. And it's human nature, but it sucks. It sucks. You know what I mean? It doesn't create a solution. It creates fucking East Germany is what it creates. Does that make sense? Do you guys even remember the Cold War? Fuck.
No. I was
I was like in my single digits, but I'm ahead of my time.
How old are you?
I'm 40 now.
Nice, dude.
Yeah.
I missed your 40th birthday, dude.
Yep.
Well, I fucked it up.
I'm coming up on 40, and that's...
I thought you were 53.
No, dude. And if so, damn, do I look good at 53.
You look pretty good for 42.
Yeah.
You're both gray, but you're both holding on, dude. My hair's falling out. I don't know what the fuck to do, bro.
He's worried about the Cold War, and I'm tired of Disney.
I heard you know jizz makes your hair grow better.
Put jizz in my hair?
Well, I know a couple guys do it for you.
Okay. It can't be your own. No, that's how it works.
That's how it works.
I'm walking up to people, hey, bro, what's your blood type? You mind coming in my hair?
I've been looking for some AB positives, if you know what I mean.
Hell yeah, dude.
Dumping her.
Oh, Lord. Sorry.
I got to take a shower here when we're done. Is that cool?
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to drag some skank into your car and...
That's what I'm doing. I'm going to bang.
No, dude. No, you're not.
I'm going to bang some chick after this.
How come you don't have an air mattress back there? I mean, you're on this Sniz tour right now, dude.
Yeah,
and you need to get an air mattress back there.
A bottle of KY
and then some drinks.
You know what's crazy about this streak is I've been on the road the whole time. Road games.
Yes.
We're killing it.
What's your average dinner?
This one here. This is a problem I faced, okay? I'm going to share because I'm a sharer. Okay.
You overshare. I'm not going
to
lie.
Everyone can eat my fucking balls, dude. So listen up. Okay, to the Reggies. Okay. Trevor's back. Okay. I know you guys missed me while I was gone.
Right, of course.
I know you assumed while I was gone, basically from my podcast appearances, you were like, that dude is under the influence of some serious narcotics. We got it all in gear.
No one listened to those episodes.
Everyone listens to those episodes, dude. They're the most popular episodes. I'm trumping it right now. I don't know that they're the most popular, but I'm going to say it.
They were the best episodes.
They were the best episodes, dude. Believe
me. So many listeners.
Believe me, there's no problem.
Yeah.
that's when I decided I was voting for Trump. When he came up on stage and told everyone he's got a big dick, I was like, well, that's who I want dealing with Putin. You know what I mean? Like, you think Putin's going to respect a man who doesn't have a big hog, or at least say that he's got a big hog?
Yeah, but let's be honest. Putin
speak softly and tell everyone you got a big dick.
I'm just saying, Putin's seen the Biden laptop, and he knows it runs in the family. You know what I mean?
That's a good point, dude.
Yeah.
That's
he's
a good
like,
point.
Where'd that cat come from? You know
where'd that
mean?
Thing come from?
Yeah.
Like, all rich, spoiled drug addicts have big dicks, though, bro.
Yeah, you don't get plagiarism energy from not having a big dick. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, you don't get off with as many crimes when you have a helmet like that, dude. That's for sure. Look at that. You're taking a swig.
Let me get a swig of that. How do I do it? Just out of
the bottle? You drink it out of the bottle? I mean, have you seen a bottle before? That's a bottle, and there's one end is closed, and the other end open.
What is that?
Gatorade.
Watered down Gatorade.
Really watered down Gatorade.
Wow, dude.
Look at that. I
saw you reaching for it. Drew?
No.
Doesn't want any watered down Gatorade?
No, I was concerned.
You got
actually,
it,
there was
you got it ramped up in like this old ayahuasca or what's the wrapping on that?
I mean, it looks like it could be your piss bottle. Yeah. Really, is what that.
Yeah.
He filled that up on the way here.
I switched over to glass because I'm super paranoid. Like, I don't like plastic bottles, you know what I mean? Does that make sense? Yeah.
You don't like the BPA? You don't like the poisoning?
Yeah. Supposedly, that's supposed to fuck with people's hormonal balances.
What
is? Plastic, drinking out of plastic.
Yeah, dude, it's why all these kids are trans. What, do you think this happened on accident?
I'm glad you said it.
All of a sudden, we just spawned 30% of the population has no clue what gender they are, and you don't think there's something nefarious going on.
Them and them turtles have been snorting that fucking straw, you know what I mean?
At the bare minimum, it's social contagion.
Yeah.
At its most nefarious, it's a fucking government conspiracy to fucking control the population.
Or at its best, it's actually not true at all. But they do say...
That would be a good thing.
They do say that drinking out of plastic... messes with your hormone level.
Dude, even like regular dudes or whatever you want to call them, like testosterone levels are down, you know?
Betas.
Like our grandparents had high testosterone and they all went bald by 30. You know what I mean?
Other countries with dictatorships, I think it might have been North Korea. I can't remember who it was. Like literally, it was Middle Eastern. I can't remember what it was. They're making fun of us because they were like, because there was a statistic that was released. The hormone levels in males in North America has dropped by like 20% or something. That's fucking gross. I don't know what it is, but it's crazy. And they were like, ho, and I think they blamed it on cell phones or something, but who knows?
They're feminizing the men in this country. Sorry, that's not some big grand conspiracy theory.
No, they're not.
Just because someone
just
on the alt-right
they're
says it doesn't mean
everyone.
It's not true.
They're trying to get you to
They're trying to make everybody bitch made, dude.
Yeah. Well, what it is, and this is my most innocent perspective on it, is that people are afraid of violence, and men are the purveyors of violence.
We fucking rule.
So... what they do is they build a society without violence. But because there is no violence, now our conflicts are intellectual and verbal. And because of that, we see what we have. Now we have like cancel culture where people's livelihood is taken away because of words instead of where it used to be like violence. And there's this... You guys know who Michael Bisping is? Anybody know who that is?
Everybody knows who that is.
Yeah, he's the Brit fighter.
UFC fighter, cheated his way back into UFC, but on a deficit. Like, he had one eye, and he told people he had two eyes. You know what I mean? So,
yeah, that's crazy.
Right, it's crazy as shit, right? But, like, I was watching this documentary on him, and, like, all the British guys were like, yeah, I mean, that's why Britain doesn't have a gun problem, because we fight. It's like, we just...
And
we,
they ban their guns.
And stab.
I mean...
They are big with the
they
knife.
Do stab, they do stab, but I don't think they stab as much as we shoot.
It's close.
I don't think they... I don't
it's
think,
harder to stab than
I don't
it is
think,
to shoot.
I think they have way more fist fights and way less weapon fights. I really do think that's the case in England and Great Britain.
Who do you think is responsible for the majority of the gun crime in America? And who do you think is responsible for the majority of the knife crime in the UK? Like, if we could pin down who is committing the crimes, maybe we could help in stopping the crime. Or is that...
I
think it's low income people.
Low income, that's a start. Now, where else could we narrow it down to? Okay, so we got low income, that's down. Now, who has low income? It would have
you
to be.
It.
It would have to be somebody who's
you
oppressed.
Say it.
Who's been oppressed?
You say it. Unpublishable. Dude.
I'm doing it, dude.
What
I'm
the
doing
fuck,
it.
Dude?
What's wrong? I didn't say anything. First of all, I'm asking questions. I'm over here asking questions that I don't know the answers to.
You and Anderson Cooper.
I don't know the answers to, dude.
This is what happened when we should have played 18. Got some of this out.
What are you talking about?
So when do we start? The podcast. What do you think?
So no one's going to answer. I don't know. I'll Google it.
All your answers are in the major news outlets, dude. Just
is that what? Yes. Go to the major news outlets. What they're covering.
Whatever
will probably give you the answers.
Yes. Whatever they're saying is okay. Is usually a problem
when they support you.
Yeah, dude.
Political.
I'm just saying, love is love, and I believe in science, dude. So like, math is part of science. Let's look at the statistics. So you know what? I'll do it myself.
There is what they call, and I get it. I understand what you're saying.
I don't. What am I saying, dude?
But there is causation and correlation. And you're talking about...
Oh, it's definitely somebody's fault. Now, who's in charge? That's what we got to look at.
Where you need to focus,
Could
man.
The media be the problem? Maybe. I think the media is a big problem in this country. Who's in charge of that?
I'm taking a pee. That's
if we could just figure it out. All I'm doing is asking questions, dude.
Next time on the Trevor Austin podcast, dude. What the fuck, dude?
What did I do? I love how everyone's appalled. Well, like, I accidentally texted
Drew, we'll have you back on a better night. I'm not even going to ask people to do their plugs at the end of this one because I don't think anyone wants to be identified.
You can catch me on check me on InfoWars. What did I say?
I'm here for the show, dude.
All I did was ask.
Oh, my God.
Are the answers bad? I bet you the answers are bad. I shouldn't
ask the
questions.
No, there's a lot of conversation that we can have on this.
No, there's not. I was just joking. I don't want to get into that.
Well, that's the problem is because when you don't get into it, it's exactly how you implied it is. But when you do get into it, you can find a lot of underlying problems. And in my opinion, it really is societal disciplines. It's no one's fault as much as it is the overlord's fault. And the overlords want to concentrate wealth and power because it's not like an active idea like, hey, let's all get together like the stonecutters in The Simpsons and sit around a fucking table. It's like, I'm super fucking rich and this guy's getting a little more powerful. How do we stop that?
So you're saying we should concentrate the super powerful.
No, what I'm saying is we should eliminate them. If you want to get canceled, wow, dude. If you want to eliminate them.
Yeah. Now, who are them, dude? Yeah. Who is in this 1%? What I want to know.
Why don't you ask Germany? Because
they've
got no. I'm talking Germany, Russia. They all have oligarchs.
And this
dude.
Is why Americans shoot more than Brits, dude.
You're talking about whatever Democrat, but I'm talking to you. You go to Japan and there are super powerful people. You go to fucking North Korea, there's super powerful people. You go to South Africa, there are super powerful people. And they're all different demographics, but they all use the same tools to keep people less wealthy. And that's the problem.
If we could circle back quick to the Brits saying, I love how the Brits are like, oh, well, we're just tougher and we fight more than Americans. That's why they shoot. While we're over here being like, what's that red coat, dude? What did I hear, dude?
Well,
we'll fuck them up any day.
They basically had to learn how to fight because after the World Wars, we kind of
we fought like pussies, dude? What are you talking about?
We hid behind trees while they were marching in phalanx.
We fought like Indians, bro. Are you calling Indians pussies?
You mean indigenous people?
Yeah, indigenous, dude. We fought like the indigenous, dude. We hid down there, and then we popped out. We popped out, dude, like Takashi and his gang. We popped out. Isn't that what they call it? Pop out, you know? You pop out. You
actually,
know?
We didn't. That was the whole thing. They were like, you fuckers are hiding behind stuff.
I just
yeah,
felt
it's
like
badass.
It was bad. It was one of the very...
The Swamp Fox.
It was
the Patriots
one of the
based off
first
of.
Modern examples of guerrilla warfare. I'm sure that in the past that happened all the time. But
we killed it, dude. Yeah. We had Mel Gibson. They didn't. End of story.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Isn't he Australian?
Yeah.
Is he?
Yeah, yes, Mel Gibson's is. Technically
explains
Australian.
Explains a lot. Explains a lot.
Yeah, yeah, right?
Dude, there's a new movie with him and...
Sigourney
Wahlberg,
Weaver.
Is it?
Say less, bro.
Dude, it's like called Father
Did
something,
Did you just
rather?
Say the deity
oh, that,
is making
yeah.
another movie?
Yeah, yeah. Of course, it's about a good Catholic priest who's been down
no,
in
it's
the gutter.
No, it's like about a guy who like has a boxing career that's
yeah.
failed. And he's
he
like,
becomes a priest.
Yeah, something like I don't know. I haven't seen
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I didn't see it. It's called like Father or something.
I want to see it, though.
Yeah, of course I do.
Mel Gibson's his dad?
Dude, if Mel Gibson touches it, it turns to gold. And because it turns to gold, the Jews try to take it from him. Boom!
Yeah. He is. Dude, I got to be honest with
you
your
Gargamel.
Averages are high today, dude.
We should not have golfed.
My man
this.
Is swinging for the fences, dude.
Well, everybody gets the joke. Jews love gold. Jews hate Mel Gibson. It was a good joke.
Yeah.
First of all, I love Mel Gibson, dude. I pray to Mel Gibson at night.
Yeah, that's when I said the deity's making another
I know a handful of
movie.
Jews, and none of them have any gold to my knowledge.
Really?
I know a handful of Jews, and they all love Mel Gibson, so it's just a joke. Because if you don't love Mel, dude, if you Jews love cinema, that's a stereotype. Is that okay? We love to say that? Jews love cinema?
Sure.
Yeah, I think it goes
I
by.
I mean,
yeah.
I think all people
Let
love
me
cinema.
Check
oh,
the rule
Oh, come
book,
on,
Except for
dude.
Those guys on that island.
And all people are pretty good at basketball. You know what I mean? Jews love cinema. And
no,
Mel
they,
Gibson
no, they
makes
play
a fine
cinema.
Movie. Yeah. Yeah, they do. They are. They're the leaders of cinema, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, Mel Gibson makes the best movies, dude. Mel Gibson makes movies so good that he could literally go on multiple anti-Semitic rants, threaten to murder his wife on tape, and everyone's just like, well, I mean, he's canceled, but we're still going to use him. You know? Like,
yeah.
They didn't for a while, but you're right. They did come around.
Yeah, they suspended him, dude. It was like one of those fake suspensions that you give the best player on your high school football team because he got in trouble for touching a chick's boobs. You're like, well, we need him for Friday, so let's sit him out for the first quarter.
Now, Mel Gibson is the kind of guy that dogs Hillary Clinton, you know, face down, ass up, and everybody high-fives him after because he's... He's that
provocative.
Begin with
these non sequiturs. Yeah, yeah, they something are awesome. Something else.
Would you
dude.
Give Mel Gibson shit for fucking Hillary Clinton? Absolutely not.
If he asked for consent, I would be mad at him.
He's not asking her shit.
Unpublishable.
He wouldn't need consent.
He absolutely wouldn't, dude.
No. It would be in her eyes, dude. You know.
Yeah, what? The fear.
Fuck yeah, dude. With his war paint on, I like this idea.
Bro, dude, Mel Gibson covered in blood is... I get a little bit of a boner when
you
I think about it.
You may take my career, but dude. You will take my penis.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, freedom!
Oh, my God.
Dude, Mel Gibson, aces, bro.
Yeah.
Everything Mel Gibson's ever done is perfect. He lived without sin, dude.
I don't know if that's true.
I mean, trust me on this one.
Look, you're a goddamn Southern Baptist or whatever it is.
What'd you call me, dog? What'd you just call me? Dude, you know
you
Eric...
You should know that yeah. all men have inherent sin. Yeah.
Yeah. Eric Mathania or whatever, Mathubale, you know...
Eric, yeah, Eric.
What's Holly his last name?
Yeah. I don't know. Mathale? Yeah, he's top notch.
Whatever, dude. Fucking... You know the lyrics Nigerian at the guy, beginning... Right? The lyrics at the beginning of fucking Lion King, like... Eric yeah, yeah, Masivinya, that guy. He fucking... He was like, well, you are Jewish, so you would know. And I'm like, excuse me?
Yeah.
Fuck you just say to me, bro? Do I look Jewish?
You act like
Trevor, yeah. We're going to have you on less.
What are you talking about, bro? This turns a dial.
Yeah, you're right. Fuck it.
Yeah, this the turns
best
a
thing,
dial.
The best thing that could happen is we get canceled.
Yeah, dude, no one listens to the this, second right? hour of this show.
If you're, oh, well, the first hour had plenty.
Yeah. No, bro, I waited.
No, I don't think it is.
Well, it's just where the conversation naturally went.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it's...
You act like I brought it here. You guys started asking me about crime.
Listen, I blame the sun. Yeah.
That's what it was. I asked you about crime.
It was Drew. At the end of the day, yeah. if anybody asked, it was Drew.
That's yeah. true.
Anyone who listens to this knows
that
this
Shibetas
was all
of
Drew.
The world that were... Yeah.
What is that last name? Italian?
Right. Sicilian, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I like how you clarify because that's
I mean,
like
it's,
black.
You don't mix Italians with Sicilians.
That's true.
Yeah. Actual Sicilians get mad about it.
Really? That's yeah. interesting. I intentionally don't look into my, and people have guilted me for it, don't look into my heritage.
Me either.
Because I'm like, why would I want credit for anything I didn't do?
Well, it's not credit. It's just interesting to know.
Yeah. No,
some
but that's
people
what people
base
want.
Their whole
what,
shit on it.
That's what people want. People want to look up and be like, you know, I'm one third Italian. I love pizza.
Yeah,
and you're like, who gives a fuck?
Or like those Italian people?
No,
there's like an Italian guy from New Jersey who roots for Italy in the World Cup. It's like, right. bro, save it.
My favorite is when somebody's like whole identity is wrapped up in their ethnicity, and then they get a test, and it turns out just like one guy married one woman like 300 years ago, and now their name's different.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? And they're like, I'm actually three quarters German, and I've just been talking like I'm an Italian guy this whole time.
And that would be me.
Is that it? Is that it? Yeah.
That's why I don't try to lean into the Sicilian thing very much. I don't
think
so. No,
you were throwing up fucking pizza crust on the way here. I saw it.
Hell yeah, dude. Gas station pizza?
7-Eleven, yeah.
Hell yeah.
Who's got the best gas station pizza?
I was going there next, bro. I like 7-Eleven.
No, BP and Freeport, dude. They got it going on.
Those Cohen's, you know those stores? Coen? You seen those? They make fried chicken that's like literally restaurant quality shit, dude.
Oh, the little...
You're all wrong. It's Casey's. But what nobody Casey's? Nobody knows what Casey's is.
Yeah.
The very first Casey's was in the town I graduated high school from, but they literally took over the Midwest, dude. They like took over the whole fucking thing. And their whole angle was... We need really big slices of pizza that are like less than $2 so that everyone who's a working person comes here as soon as they get done with their like working person meeting in the morning. You know, they take their truck, they go out to their job site, they stop at Casey's for cheap ass breakfast. And that was their whole fucking plan. And it worked. It really worked. Great pizza. Casey's number one.
Breakfast
baby.
Pizza?
When did we start
their
using-
breakfast pizza is so good.
When did we
Eggs,
start using ass
bacon.
As an adjective all the time?
What?
Like, it's a big ass pizza. When did we start using ass like that?
It's still not an adjective.
Big's the adjective. Yeah. Ass is the noun.
Yeah.
No, in that case, it's a big ass pizza? No, it's a big ass pizza. Ass is the adjective.
Debatable. I hear what you're saying.
If you want to call it the noun, then you're saying that you're eating a big piece of ass pizza.
It's metaphorical.
Metaphorical?
Nouns can be metaphorical.
Are you guys changing
you're such
words
an ass.
Again? This is getting confusing. This
I
is
guess what... that is right. If I say you're such an ass, that makes the noun an adjective, doesn't it?
I don't know.
None of that.
You got to unpack your adjectives.
Was that a conjunction? Conjunction? Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm just a bill, you know.
You guys don't know Schoolhouse Rocks Rocks?
That's what it was called.
Well, you need to play the Reading Rainbow song at the end of this. Unreal.
The DMX version?
Yes.
That's so good.
The DMX version?
Let's just play
DMX
it right now.
DMX is a goddamn king, dude.
I'm going to play it right now into the mic. It's so fucking legendary.
When you're talking about alpha personas, Mel Gibson 1, DMX 2.
I'm going to say DMX 1.
Earl Simmons might be 1.
Who's that?
DMX's birth name, baby.
Oh, baby. Yes. The Earl of X.
I don't know, because he had way too much compassion.
Do you think he's DMX because he was non-binary?
No. He actually says... He does not...
That was the joke.
He shows no love to homo thugs. That's DMX saying it, not me, everybody. Let's relax. God.
Yeah, you would never say something like that.
You guys ready for this?
Who isn't?
Or reinforce it.
Or reinforce it. That
real shit. Put it into it directionally, for God's sake. There you go.
Butterfly in the sky.
Come on!
I can go twice as high.
Let's get it on.
Take a look.
Nigga.
In a book.
My nigga.
Reading rainbow. I can go anywhere.
Suck my dick.
For us to know.
My nigga.
Ways to grow.
Nigga.
Reading rainbow.
What a king, dude. What a king.
I can be.
Same old shit.
What? Take a look,
nigga.
In a book,
my nigga.
A beating rainbow.
This is the shit I've been talking about.
Beating rainbow.
You think it's a game?
You think it's a game?
What y'all really want? What y'all really want? That or that?
I feel like that's a remix. I don't think he did that.
No, that's off his first album.
Yeah, that's off his.
Bro, every time it gets to suck my dick, it's too good, dude. At that point, I'm kicked.
Yeah. Damn good show.
I can't believe we did this podcast.
This podcast ripped.
It did rip.
If you guys want to be absolved, because I've decided I'm leaning all the way into it.
You should, dude.
I'm leaning all the way in. MAGA hats, middle fingers, bro. That's me from here on out, dude. It's like, if somebody comes up to me and is like, this is the day I knew I was actually becoming a comic. I used to feel so bad when I offended people because I tell offensive jokes and they're just fucking jokes. I literally love all people for the most part.
Some exceptions.
Like if they look like me, I love them, is what I'm basically saying. But no, legit, I love all people and I make jokes like that because they make me fucking happy. You know? And I'm in it for me at the end of the day.
Yeah.
But I remember I used to get off stage and people would be like, I can't believe you used this word, or I can't believe you said this thing. And I would instantly be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I'm new at this and I'm really just trying to make people laugh and I have a different sense of humor. And one time I got off stage and this chick came up to me and she had the unmitigated gall, the temerity to look me in the eyes and say, you do realize with your jokes you come off as a fascist? And I whipped my head around, stared deep into her soul, and said, yes.
And then you felt good?
Felt so good. Yeah. A fascist? Yeah, that's what my dick and balls jokes are advocating for. A World War II style Italian government.
Hell yeah.
Suck my dick! You know?
I made a bunch of abortion jokes, which, by the way,
are fantastic.
And they all support left-wing
I know. I've heard the joke. It's fucking...
There's like three of them, four of them in a row. And I did them all at a gay bar, and they went over very well in the room, and then the host came up to me afterwards to talk to me about it, and there was another guy who had witnessed it all, who was just standing there, who might have been friends with her. They seemed like they were friendly, at the very least. And I had a good, long conversation with her, and...
With them, not her.
It was her.
No, it was them.
No, according to her, it was her. So, but regardless...
They said they were her? Wait a minute.
Trust me, she would have corrected me if they were them.
I'm almost certain that he was a they.
She would have said they if she was they, but they were not
she.
She was they. Because in the context of this conversation, she would have no qualms correcting me, because that's what the whole context of the conversation was.
I had no idea he was a her, and I was almost certain that he was a they.
No, there was two of them. You were talking about they. I was talking about her. So she came up to me and was saying, like, oh, I wasn't sure if, like, this guy should even be on our stage because with the jokes you were making. But then, you know, like, I kind of got it, came around. And I said, and the guy was looking at me like, it's crazy. And I was like, don't worry, dude. This is the time to ask me these, because I'd had a few beers at the time. It's like, I can take it right now. And so I had an honest conversation with her, and it really boiled down to the end. I go, So what you're saying is people shouldn't just question your beliefs. And she goes, like that. And then she goes, yeah, I guess that's what I'm saying. Like, defeated. She said that at the end. And I was like,
hell yeah, dude.
Who knew?
I love when you get them stuck on something. Yeah, it fries their brain. I used to love this one.
At the end of the day, I literally supported her beliefs the entire set. But the point of a joke is to set it up so people think it's going in one direction and then contradict that direction.
Yeah, like...
And I was setting it up. This was my favorite. As if I,
in around 2016, whenever King Don came into the scene. And people used to say, Trump is like Hitler. And I loved responding with, that is not, Trump is nothing like Hitler. Hitler was a great leader.
Yeah.
And then they'd get stuck because it's like, they don't want to say Trump's a great leader, right. But also they're like, but he's like Hitler. And they short out. They fucking short out. They don't know how, they're like they don't know what to be mad at. Yeah, it's like that joke I have where like, do you want to just name this episode Trevor Tries to Get Canceled while the rest of us try to create distance?
We'll try.
Okay, because what I was going to say is I used to say, you know, Juneteenth?
Yeah.
And it's in the middle. I used to say, isn't it crazy that the Jews put the slave day right in the middle of the gay month?
Look at that. Look at that.
I don't understand.
Opus, dude.
I don't understand. Look at that. Okay, okay.
Because you don't know who or what to be offended at.
That is...
Everybody gets a punch in that. It implies that the Jews run the world, and then it just takes a jab at the gay month and the slave day in the middle of the gay month that was put there by the Jews.
Okay. Oh, yeah,
that's your moderator getting a hold of you right now.
Yeah, dude, that's the government calling.
That is a
Shut him down! Shut him down, he knows!
Like, we had an agreement.
Dude, that's my favorite joke of all time, and there's no joke to it. It's just meant to see who gets the most bothered.
Yeah, I do those things too, and that's
usually everybody.
I wouldn't even give the host the time of day to talk to me about my jokes. See you later, dude.
Well, I do.
Moving on.
I won't do it if there's a crowd sitting there trying to shut me down, because there's no arguing over a crowd. But if you can get one or two people,
you'll argue with a dead body.
I can talk logically. I mean, I can speak logically, I should say.
See, I don't even entertain it because no one's thinking logically, so I just quadruple down and just be like, you know, just dig in. Even if I know I'm wrong, it's just like, this person is this fucking lame that they came up to me to have this conversation, so I'm not giving any validity to the conversation, and I'm just going to dig in with shit I don't even believe, but I know will bother them more.
Just stop changing comedy, basically. So you're going to hear fucked up shit. That's what it is.
Yeah.
That's what it is. It's the only...
This is always
the only
been...
disgruntled crutch we can have right now, is to hate everything and be able to freely speak.
This has always been... supposed to have been. Comedy has always supposed to have been a place where you say the wrong thing.
Yeah.
It's always been that. And like...
And now you get reprimanded.
Well, the reality is...
Or you get slapped over D-line jokes, dude, like G.I. Jane, dude.
Yeah. And the big thing... What happened with fucking Chris Rock. Yeah. Will Smith ran up there. It's like manic temper
that
fit.
That is by far the...
Very benign.
Softest Very joke benign. I've ever heard on a celebrity.
Yeah.
Very benign. Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm done apologizing, dude. No sorries. Even if I'm wrong, fuck it, dude.
I'll never apologize publicly, but I'll apologize privately for hurting feelings, not for being wrong.
Well, when Jada has you at gunpoint, you apologize. You know
what
I mean?
That's fine. I support you 100 on that.
Yeah, I'm done. Your feelings got hurt, dude. I stay hurt. I wake up every day wanting to die. Eat my fucking boogers, dude. Yeah. I'm going to say what I want to fucking say. Oh, you heard a tough joke, buddy? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like fucking...
I've been dead.
Yeah, so. I've been dead multiple times, bro. I have died and been brought back to life. I don't have time. I'm living on borrowed time. I don't have time to entertain your shit, dude.
That's good, dude. That sounds like a breakthrough. I mean, it's just going to take time to dial it in so it's digestible for like the masses.
And let them puke.
Let them puke, but you're going to find it, I think.
I get a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Good. But you know what's crazy is since I've decided that, like, no apologies, I'm going all in, I've been getting less shit. Because I think it's more apparent that it's a joke in that sense. And it's like, dude, you want to be upset? Like, I used to really spend time being like, I'm so sorry, the joke is meant to work like this, and it's not easy. And like, now I'm just like, just triple down and be like,
Remember that time I told you fear begets victimhood?
Yeah.
It's the same thing with comedy. Like, if you tell a joke and you see someone's hurt, and then you feel hurt for their hurt, they feel like you knew you were trying to hurt them.
Exactly.
And exactly. instead of if you just continue on as if you weren't trying to hurt them,
yeah,
which
I'm just
you
having fun with you.
Yeah, which you
I'm up there having fun with you. If you're hurt, it's because you're a pussy, not because I did something wrong.
And the real dynamic is people who have been hurt a ton will, some of them, not all of them, will develop a resilience. And mm-hmm. that resilience is something they seek out in other people because that's the pocket that they live in. And they will test you. They will say offensive things that they know are offensive to you specifically just because they want you to be unoffended or resilient so that they can bring you into their trust circle.
Yeah.
They don't want to push you away. They want to bring you closer with those hurtful things. They don't want to ostracize you. They literally want to embrace you, and that's why they say those hurtful things.
I would say 90% of people who get offended at jokes have never been through any real trials or tribulations in their lives.
I don't know if that's true. I just think that
I do.
I think they digest it differently. I think they digest, because that's why doctors, when you're injured very bad, doctors will always ask you to define the amount of pain you're feeling as a number, and then they will give you specific examples and ask you to define those by numbers so that they can tell. Because for somebody who's, for instance, had a tooth broken, they have never had anything else, they'll say that's a 10 because they've never had anything else, right?
Yeah, they don't know what a real fucking pain is.
And that's what people like me and you think, you know, like, well, you don't know what real pain is, but for them, that is a 10. It really is.
So what do we do? Just whoop their asses?
That's what used to happen in Britain.
Yes. Yes.
That's what used to happen in Great Britain. I mean,
and now they call it a zygote.
I totally lost about the zygote.
I was trying. What is a zygote again? That's something.
Is that when a woman is pregnant with a goat?
No. Never That's mind. Something else, though.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It is. Does have something to do with the birthing process. It's pretty easy.
A diploid cell resulting from the fusion of two haploid gametes, a fertilized ovum.
I know what a zygote is. That's why it doesn't make sense when he said it.
Yeah.
A zygote is a fertilized egg.
Gross. Gross, dude.
Why? Yeah. Why he said it, no one knows still to this day.
But I'm retracing my steps here. How did we get to that? But, I like it.
But we're happy to have you, Sky. It's always a pleasure.
Yeah, dude. You know what I'm getting into? Ambush cream pies.
I like this.
Okay, okay. I would name
you basically
here I'm pitching it. I'm pitching it. Name of the podcast, Trevor's Ambush Cream Pie.
Perfect. Nice. If you don't click that and listen to the whole thing, you've lost your fucking mind.
Is this a tactical maneuver? Do you get the layout of the house first?
What do you mean?
Your ambush cream pie, dude.
Oh, I'm in the house. Bro, I walk in these chicks' houses, I put my feet up on the furniture, and I say, could I see myself sitting around in here? I'm moving in.
Yeah.
Oh God.
I'm in the fridge, scratching my belly, drinking out of the bottle.
See, I thought it was like you hide, and then she's somewhere walking around the house, and you just come up and you do your thing, and then you leave it in.
No, that's rape. Ambush cream pie is very different.
Oh.
Ambush cream pie is when you air quotes accidentally dump a load in there.
Yeah.
And so, it just never happens. I'm just joking. I don't really do any of that.
And you don't know what a zygote is.
Okay. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Well, it made me think of it. But ambush cream pie is a great porn category, you know? Your watchos?
No, dude, I've...
Holy Lord.
Yeah.
Does anybody... Okay, so we've got company coming in 15 minutes.
Yeah. So turn it down.
Does anyone...
turn it up.
You guys want to continue on with this podcast, or do you want to sign off?
It's been great.
I don't know. I mean, you two can sign off. We have just been...
I need to go heat up some food
for
the guests.
Yeah. I mean, then we're done. We did it.
Yeah, Sky and I are going to play now.
Hey, everybody, you can find me at Trevor Austin Comedy and bring your fucking best shot.
Ah, yeah, baby.
Bring it all, dude. Eat my fucking boogers, dude.
Come get cream pied.
Yeah, dude. You want it? Dude, I'll dump in there.
Throw ropes.
Anybody else?
Throw ropes, dude.
Silence from the peanut gallery. Da-dang. You know, it's funny when I listen back, things seem less offensive. Maybe it's just me, because like I listen to a lot of offensive stuff. For me, offensive proves freedom. Like, if there is no controversy, that means there's conformity, right? And conformity can only exist in one environment, and that is some sort of fascism or dictatorship or autocracy, meaning that the only way to get everyone on the same page is to silence someone. Am I right? And that's what I love about controversy. Anyway, that's why I listen to crazy shit. And I think that's what the value of it is. Do you like your freedom? Do you think you should be in charge of you? Then you got to let other people do that, right? Otherwise, you're a hypocrite. Of course, being a hypocrite's been very effective for some people. So if you want to be an asshole, at least by my standards, go out there and be a hypocrite. But otherwise, you got to respect people's right to be a fuck up in your opinion. You know what I mean? And that's me. I'm a fuck up in a lot of people's opinion. However, there are a few people, just a handful, really respect me. Anyway, in honor of today's roller coaster of an episode, I have selected a wonderful song in honor of our conversation. A song where the great filmmaker Mel Gibson, at a time when he was just a member of the staff, if you will, sings a verse wishing he had the freedom to pursue his passion, but is shouted down by his financiers' demands for more and more gold. That's right, from the great 1995 classic Pocahontas, today's song is Mine, 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 featuring David Ogden Stiers and Mel Gibson.
The gold of Cortez, the jewels of Pizarro, we've seen like mere trinkets by this time tomorrow. The gold we find here will dwarf them by far. Oh, with all you got in your boys, dig up Virginia, boys. Mine, boys, mine every mountain, and dig, boys. Dig till you drop, grab a pick, boys. Quick, boys, shove in a shovel, uncover those lovely pebbles that sparkle and shine. It's gold. And it's mine, mine, mine.
Hey, nonny, 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 hi, nonny, nonny, oh, how I love it. Hey, nonny, nonny, hi, nonny, nonny,
riches for cheap.
Hey, nonny, nonny, hi, nonny, nonny, there'll be heaps of it, and I'll be on top of the heap.
My rival's back home, it's not I'm bitter, but think how they squirm when they see how I glitter. The ladies of court will be on Twitter. The king will reward me. He'll knight me. No, Lord me. It's mine, mine, mine for the taking. It's mine, boys. Mine me that gold with those nuggets, nuggets. Glory, now give me, my dear friend King Jimmy. We'll probably build me a shrine where all of the gold is mine.
All of my life I have searched for a land like this one. A wilder, more challenging country I couldn't design. Hundreds of dangers await, and I don't plan to miss one. In a land I can claim, a land I can tame, the greatest adventure is mine.
Keep on working, lads.
Mine.
Don't be shirking, lads. Mine. Boys, mine.
This land we behold,
this beauty of gold,
a man can be bold,
it all can be sold.
So go for the gold, the delicious here, the delicious here, the delicious here, the delicious
here. Can I get a 20-piece with barbecue sauce?